It's Tuesday morning and approaching 8 o'clock. We've got Patrick and also Mick here this morning in the Bear Country Studios with a Bear Country 95.3 Montague Web Works website of the week. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Nice.
That coffee is so good.
Gotta have coffee in the morning. Getting going.
Gotta have it.
Turning on the computer and heading to a new website. Where are we going this morning for our website of the week?
Well, we're going to go to Google.
Okay. All right. That automatically pops up right when I go online.
Correct.
So that's easy.
It's very simple. Google has a bunch of tools.
Okay.
That it puts out. They're free developer application tools. And they can be used by anybody. If you have a website for your business, your nonprofit, whatever.
Right.
And one of them is called Analytics. So you would go to www.google.com / Analytics.
All right, hold my hand here. Analytics. I don't know what you're talking about.
You remember back when the internet was young and you'd go to a website.
Right. Al Gore invented it and was young.
And it was young.
And it was good.
And that was at the same time that he was protecting us from global warming.
Right.
A very busy guy.
Yes.
At the bottom of the page, you'd see a hit counter.
Uh-huh.
Remember those little things that turn analog, little digital numbers?
Yeah.
Well, there's actual code behind websites that helps with statistical tracking.
Okay.
Okay. And in today's market, when we look at things like keywords and searchability, all those things that bring your site up in the rankings in Google, there's demographical and traffic data that links up with those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for Mick and I, as part of Montague Web Works, our responsibility is to help our customers get into search engine listings and to bring their relevance higher in their results so that they show up when someone searches for
them. Right. So, like, you know, say one of your clients is like a landscaper and you search lawn mowing in my area.
Correct.
You want that landscaper to show up right at the top.
Right at the top. And the other side of it isn't just the tools to help us bring the landscaper's website up higher up, but also to analyze, which is where analytics comes from, to analyze the traffic that's been happening on the landscaper's website to see who's been going to a site.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Analytics gives you geographical data so you can see, oh, look, there's a lot of people from Athol that have been coming to my website.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you can say, all right, I have, 50% of the people that are coming to my website really aren't in Franklin County, so
right.
You could use that to your advantage.
Exactly.
Why am I advertising there?
Yeah.
If you were buying radio advertising, for example,
yep.
And you knew that 50% of your traffic was coming from Greenfield,
yep.
It would make sense for you to purchase radio advertising here
in Greenfield,
at Bear Country, or on WHAI.
Yeah.
If you realized it was coming from Poughkeepsie, you might want to say, geez, I'm a landscaper in Greenfield. Why is all my traffic coming from Poughkeepsie?
Right. Maybe there's a Greenfield near Poughkeepsie or something.
Maybe
like
there's
that.
Something that we've helped you or you yourself have set up with your content or with your keywords, all those little tools that we use, that's directing the traffic away from you rather than to you.
Okay.
And that's sensitive and very important information. So, excuse me, the Google Analytics tool helps us and helps you analyze traffic.
All right. So when you go to Google, I mean, where do you go from, you know, the Google title page?
You could just type right into the search bar, Analytics, and it'll bring you right to the page.
Even if I hit I Feel Lucky? It would still go there, too?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
They like that word. They own that word in the Google search terms.
Now, there's real code here. So a professional or someone that has a clue about what they're doing with actual code needs to install the code on your website, on the back end, where no one can see. And then Google begins to track all that relevant data for you, and it's a free service. It's very powerful stuff, and even large companies use it.
So this is what you at Montague Web Works, you guys do.
Yes, and we can help you with that kind of stuff.
Ah, I see.
Absolutely, and we do that for just about all our customers because they want to know what's going on. And
search engine optimization is the key here, and that's a term that you hear thrown around, this SEO stuff.
Yep.
But it's a big deal. We do that for our customers as part of our relationship. We also do it on contract basis for people who are not Montague Web Works customers but are looking to hire us as consultants to assist them with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a world-class website, but you need just a little extra help getting over that hump, and we can help you get there. So that's something you can think about when you're thinking about the Save 30% store. We've got those certs there.
Yeah, that's true.
You can use those certificates for our services, not just product. So if you want us to come in and give you a two-hour consultation, buy two certificates from the web store and use those in trade for us to come in and give you some consultative services.
Good idea.
We'd be happy to do that. We like engaging with people from the community. We have a lot of customers in the Pioneer Valley. We're just a little over 200 now right in the Pioneer Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So I implore you, if you have an interest or a concern or a need for this kind of information, go to the Save 30% store, buy a couple certs, and we'd be happy to set up a meeting with you at any time.
That's Patrick and Mick. I'm sorry, Mick, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, don't let your website languish. You paid money for it. Make it useful.
Got to use it.
Sounds like a good idea. Montague Webworks in their website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.